This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I just spent last weekend at our local County Master Gardener Horticulture Day, and one of the speakers was a University of Minnesota Extension educator, Katie Drewitz. Her talk was titled, How Not to Kill Your Tree. She had some doozy stories and a lot of great reminders on tree planting. She told one story of a woman who called and wanted to remove the surface roots of her maple tree because it was hard to mow. That is a great way to kill your tree. The surface roots need to be there. That reminds me of a friend who was so proud to show me the raised flower bed she'd created over those surface roots. She really didn't like it when I told her that is gonna kill her tree. And then there's that whole thing about rocks. If you listen to me, you know I am not a fan. Rocks heat up those roots and they're heavy. When you go to plant your new tree, you must make sure you know where the root flare is and that you plant that root flare above the soil level. I have a great photo on gardenbite.com. The problem is that oftentimes, by no fault of the nursery you buy it from, soil may be above the root flare when you purchase it. And as you've been told before, you plant it at the level it came in. What happens is you will eventually kill your tree as the roots will begin to circle around the trunk. That's called girdling. If you see a tree with no surface roots, it looks like it's a fence post, odds are it's planted too deep and it will die much quicker. They're an investment. You don't want to plant your tree wrong. Of course, lawnmowers are an issue as people nick their trees all the time. I have photos of the issue I had with the neighbor nicking a tree, but first, that same tree had been planted too deep. See how that was resolved and learn more on my website, gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.